morning, good evening, good morning and good evening. Hi, everyone. Oh, wow. We've already got people here. Hi, thank you so much for being on time. Welcome to the Crown Chakra event. So I'm going to wait a little bit more until people come up. But if you're watching this as a replay, I've offered for every chakra different retreats, different events. They're usually packed full days or a weekly program of different videos, trainings, and workshops. And what happened is that the Akashic Records were like, we're going to put you into the realm of teaching things that don't exist yet. And I was like, okay, why? Okay, this is scary. So what I did is that in April last year, I started with the Zeal Chakra, which is something we don't usually talk about, but it's here. Then I went into all the other chakras. They're part of the upgraded energy body because we're talking about ascension, we're talking about upgrades, and what's happening is that we're becoming something that doesn't really exist yet. We're actually crossing new frontiers, new boundaries. So I was very lucky that I got to organize 6 retreats out of 7 that were promised. The 7th is in a week. It's on Saturday. It's the whole day. And it's about the Stellar Gateway, which is way above my head. And you can access this work in Vision School. It's on my website. I'm also going to share it here if you're interested. But Vision School is a replay of all the workshops, and you pay a little bit every month, so you don't have to, you know, get to the whole price and do them one by one. So yeah, 6 workshops out of 7. And 7th, you could come with us live. But today, what we're doing is the Crown Chakra, and it's free, and it's here, and it's for you. It's going to last about 90 minutes, and we're going to do meditation. We're going to offer some healing, and I also want your participation, like your questions, your real-life events connecting with the Crown Chakra, like what happened, what's been happening, what are your clear gifts, what are your way of connecting with, you know, your guides and everything that's above us in the sky. And yeah, so can you hear me? Is the sound okay? Is it good? Please make sure to say something like yes, so that I can, you know, understand. But yeah, I'm still giving it a few minutes before we start the program because, yes, okay, cool, thank you. Because I know that more people wanted to join, and I want everyone, depending on the time zones or the clock, sometimes we don't know what time it is. So we've been here for 3 minutes. Let's give it a bit more time. I want to say, grab water, grab something to drink, because we're going to do energy work together. So it's important that you have something to hydrate yourself. If you have crystals that you really enjoy that are like your companions, your helpers, grab them. I have fluorite for me, so it's going to help me to really use the best words for anything that I share to be understood by you. If anything isn't clear ever, just comment it here. Like, don't let me pass through any line. Just tell me, what did this mean like 2 minutes ago? And then I'll go back to it, and then we'll go back into it. This will be recorded. This will be saved as a replay. So your name will be on air, because that's how it works with the replay, the comments. So like, I just wanted to let you know that your name will be there, but also the replay will be there. So if you miss something, if you come late, or if you need to go, you can always come back to it, because this will be saved on my channel. Thank you so much for being here. Hi, Vanisha. And hi, Leslie. Hi, Michelle. Thank you so much for being here. So I'm guessing everyone can hear me. That's good. Thank you. So we're going to start with the meditation, because that's the Crown Chakra. So we have to start with the meditation. We have to open that up. And then we'll do some energy work. When we start that meditation, I would love for you to be considering a specific event what's happening in your life. How was this week? I know this week has been crazy for everyone, but something that you could bring up to the table here and that we could answer. I'm channeling the Akashic Records right now, so this will also be something, you know, like the perspective that I give is something that I channel. It's not something specifically that I choose. I want to, you know, welcome in your experiences and then let you know that it's not Capucine who speaks, but the highest self of this entity that comes through and, you know, will give whatever is needed to be given. So I think we could start now, right? It's been 6 minutes. Good. So first, thank you so much for being here. Thank you. I don't know what time it is in your different time zones, but for me, it's 8 p.m. It's the time of the curfew in France and the time of the COVID. So yeah, it's quite late. It's been a day. It's the weekend. Tomorrow will be Sunday, which is exciting. I really love Sundays for some reason. So when we are in a Saturday, we are in a Saturn day. So it's the day of Saturn. It's the day of rethinking order, or maybe finally having that time, you know. You worked all week. Now you have the time to put your life, your personal life, back into order. So I don't know what you did or what you plan on doing after that, but what we're doing today, right now, together, is reconsidering what we take in, and then how can we let it pass through the third eye and then become a part of our energy body. When we start to activate the crown and we start to open it up a little bit, because there's the metaphor, the ancient teachings in India, where they compare chakras to flowers that open petal by petal. So the life's journey is to open one petal after the other. I don't think we'll ever have everything open in this lifetime, but who knows, right? I'm interested in slowly understanding all of the different parts and seeing how one leads to another, how the you know, the crown is really connected to the third eye, and then the throat, and then the heart. Everything's connected. When we did the thymus chakra, for example, it led into an expansion into the throat and the heart. So when we do this work together, it's really about who's affected by what, right? So when we start to open the crown, it might be, well, scary, because you might not have decided to open the crown chakra. And it could be overactive or underactive. It could be like way too open, but it was totally closed last year. So we have to adapt, you know. And often the energy body does something and it's not fully connected with the physical body. So you might have dreams where it's wide and everything is telling you messages, but the physical body has not yet understood that this is finished, or that has ended, or that has started, right? So when we do our meditation today, I want us to really understand, is it too much or is it not enough? Is it clogged? Like, what kind of energy is there? So let me present the crown chakra first and foremost. We could start with the stereotype, right? The crown chakra is at the top of the head, right? When we talk of the seven chakra system, it is the last or the first one. It depends on which kind of energy you work with. When we talk about Reiki, Usui Reiki, we start here. When we talk about other different paths of spirituality, we start with the root. So it will depend. The crown chakra has, well, it is the receptor. So we think that the brain stores the information, right? It doesn't. The brain is merely a PO box, basically. It's really like just receiving the different packages, and then you get to open it in a specific way with your third eye, with your ajna, with your perception, the methods, like how you do those things, the mindsets. Because the zeal chakra is just there, the past lives are going to influence that. Because the causal chakra is just there, all the soul contracts that you've had are going to influence that. Today we're talking about the crown chakra, so we're talking about the address itself, like what is being sent here and what is received. Like, you are also sending things back to your own consciousness, or you could say satellite. So there is a connection between like your highest self, but there's also a connection with the very center of the universe, the galactic center, the source, the the one energy, right? You communicate at all times. That's my specific belief that I gathered with the Akashic Records. We were that one thing, and then we split. We were that one consciousness, God, Goddess, and then we split into millions, billions of consciousness, and we're all here exploring different things as God and then sending it back, because that's what creates just the story of expansion. That's what we are, always expanding and then contracting. So when you are living what you're living, you're basically experiencing something and then sending it back. You're also, you know, writing your Akashic Records. So that's a PO box, but that's also a Wi-Fi signal where you're just connecting, airdropping things nonstop. Is that okay right now? Is that clear enough? Is it good? So just let me know and ask me questions if anything, or if you've heard of someone saying this, or like a quote or a book, just, you know, let me know. When we work with the crown chakra, basically every chakra is, it's like a fingerprint, or it's like a swirling, chakra just means a vortex, right? So it's the swirling center. And we think that it's just like an opening, but it's also that receiving. So we talk about the PO box again, you know? So maybe I could draw it so it would be an easier thing. But basically, I don't know if you've seen recently on Twitter and Instagram, I shared a photo of a galaxy, and you really understand that it looks like a fingerprint. Chakras are like galaxies. They're like this swirling vortex of energy, and the energy comes in and out. There's dark matter, and then there's matter itself. So I'm drawing something, and I'm going to show you, and I hope the quality of this camera will help me. But basically, when we think of the chakra, it's, you know, it's expanding, right? Right? So we think of, you know, it's turning clockwise or counterclockwise, and then it expands. But there's also energy that comes through and that comes in, because that's how physics work as well. When we are swirling something, information gets in as well, right? So there's two types of motion within that thing, within your specific chakra. But what comes in? What is the filter you put there? That filter could be based on the books you've read, the people you follow, the meditation you've done, or it could be based on past lives, or it could be based on many different things, soul contracts. Again, I talked about the different spaces, right? What I want to do together is that we really witness what we have there, what we have going on, and how we can tap in into different levels, right? We have different frequencies. Your body is a beautiful apparel, beautiful vehicle that can get you to different states, and that you don't need drugs, you don't need alcohol, you don't need anything, you just need to be here. So that's what we want to do together today, to see what's coming, you know, what's coming in, and then what's coming out of it. How is it working? Is it too open? Is it not too open? Like just witnessing those different parts and teaching you different things on how to make it yours and decide and have that free will. Because that's basically the crown. So it's basically like that receiving from your guides, from your intuition, like all of those things. It's just clogged here. So you don't always have a choice. It looks like destiny or all those things, right? So I'm going to read the comments we have here and then we'll go back. Thank you. Thinking about it like it's slowly opening like petals is helpful. It really is. And they call it chambers. Like whenever you open a petal, you're entering a different chamber in the chakra. So you have different numbers depending on which chakra it is. And I really enjoy the idea of, you know, one petal. Let's see how it unfolds. You don't force it. The petal opens, you know, in nature with flowers, it really opens when it's the time. So of course you're going to create different environments for the petal to get the sun and get the water and get all the things that it needs, but it really does it on its own. Don't ever force anything. Don't force a Kundalini rising. Don't force anything, because that's, you know, of course it's free will, but then there's, you know, there's a certain rhythm to things. So the idea of portal gets you into the visualization of that chamber, of that petal being the chamber. I didn't mean portal, I'm sorry. And then we have, yes, that analogy helps me more clearly understand what's happening. So I'm assuming that if one is experiencing a lot of mental static, the signal might be blocked or too much coming in. It really depends, because those two are connected, the crown and the third eye. That's something that really helped me with human design. So human design is an esoteric science, let's say. And basically with your birthday, you have a chart that is being drawn with different centers. So you have the defined centers and then the open centers. Some of them have colors, some of them are fully empty. That depends on the different energies of your birth. But anyway, in the head, there's two centers. There's the head and then there's the ajna. And what is very interesting is that they say you're basically receiving information here and the ajna is the processing. It's really like the algorithm. So whatever you get here needs to be processed in order to then be voiced. Does it make sense? So I did the third eye before, like 2 months ago. I did a third eye workshop. It's on my channel. So go do that one after that. Or if you're watching a replay later on, like stop the video, do the third eye, and then come back here. Because they're deeply connected. That's why I did the third eye first, because it felt like we need to first see the mindsets, first witness the mindsets, in order for them to go higher and be like, what are we receiving? So we've got a question saying the Akashic Records are connected to the crown chakra. I don't feel the Akashic Records in the crown chakra. Some, it will depend on the people. I really feel it in the thymus chakra here and then behind the shoulders. That's where I sense the energy, where I get the answers. But I'm pretty sure that we receive the information here and then we process it here through that expression. But it will depend on the practitioner. But I've talked with other people who felt also that it was just here. And in my thymus chakra workshop, you can find like the whole training on how to access the Akashic Records, different prayers, how to go there, how to not be led by fear and truly connect to that heart and throat space, that purpose, that mission. Good? Cool. let me go back to where I was. So the idea of a vortex, right? It's moving. We're always moving and it's moving in a motion. And something that I want to say is that sometimes when we see those images representing the chakra system, we see them as like a round and we imagine that it turns around that way. So the chakra would be facing us, right? I'm not going to speak as an authority on this because most of the time I feel it like it's that way and then it turns. So that it's like a vinyl, just like turning like this. So I don't know how that will connect with you. You can try both ways and see how it works. Some of them turn clockwise and then the other one turns counterclockwise, one by one, like they actually oppose one another. So that's like a real trigger visualization if you want to try visualizing seven things within you within a specific pattern with like two different motions. But no, not like an orb, really like a CD, you know, like a vinyl on the turntable. That's really that, like it's just flat on the horizon and it's here. I want to add something. If you haven't done Reiki school, for example, we have chakras and we can think of this part of the body, right? The front, but it also has an opening in the back. Remember, openings all the way through. So it's very important to give yourself Reiki in the back as well. Please do it. You will see amazing changes because it's just there's different information coming through there and different releases because we do hold so much in our back. So try giving yourself and your spine and your chakras in the back Reiki or any kind of energy healing that you know how to do. Are we good? Okay. So I don't know how did you start awakening or having your spiritual awakening, but for some people it's you've suddenly start to sense things. So it's usually the third eye opening because maybe the crown has been receiving information, but it was never processed in the way that this could be possible, right? So I hope that when we start this meditation and that we then go into energy healing, that it's not super traumatizing because there's things that you haven't processed that you have kept in your crown chakra because of either the third eye didn't process it or has the words or the tools or the solutions to process it, or it's things that are based on, early childhood and things like that. So if anything is troubling you, like let's write it down or say to yourself out loud that you are safe. Like you are safe. You decide what is going to stay here or not, or what is safe or what is something that you want to take in. Oh, thank you so much, Leslie. Yes, I know you're in Reiki school and I'm so glad you're here. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Reiki showers every day. And then Reiki showers in the back. Okay, so I want to start our meditation together right now. So if you want to find yourself in a situation where you can rest your back, like really straighten your spine, open your shoulders. And if you would like to take your hands and put them on your heart, and set your intentions. So I'm gonna become silent. Set your intentions for those 15, 20 minutes of exploring the crown chakra together. And now we're going to keep our left hand on the heart and our right hand on top of the crown. And I want you to make it very heavy, super heavy on top of your head. So right now what we're doing is that we're cutting the flow of the crown chakra just for a moment in order for you to sense what's already within your body and to connect. And maybe this feels safe as well. There is something about a hand on top of the head. Just feels safe. Feels like you have a roof. So connecting with that space and slowly breathing down into your belly. And you can advance your hand like at the A-line, which is a very high energetical point. It's actually a different energetical point than the crown chakra, which is more in the middle. So you could touch the A-line and rest your hand in there. Continuing to breathe slowly and I want to tell you that the airline is one of the ways that we do telepathy. So when we think of telepathy, we think of many different points in the body. We think of the X-Men headmaster who does this. We think of many different ways, but telepathy also comes from that point, the A line just here. It also comes from your heart, but it also has like a huge point here. So when you're breathing right now, I would love you to converse with yourself. to give yourself all the information you need, all the intuition you need. So breathe in. And then when you breathe in, you feel the air is going down. So the same as the information, the telepathy is going down through the third eye, being processed through the throat. Maybe you could start speaking to yourself out loud. I'm going to be silent now. Just breathe in. I would love for your hand to go on your solar plexus, a few fingers above your navel. So we're connecting the heart and the solar plexus. So your body produces electricity. Electricity carries the information through your nerves, from your entire body to and from your brain. The nervous system works with electricity, so your brain, crown chakra, third eye, electricity. And one of the biggest, widest nerve in the body is the nerve that goes all the way to the solar plexus. So I want you to create connection with those points, passing with the heart because they commingle, they work together, and bringing the sense of reassurance to your solar plexus. So you continue to breathe deeply into that space, receiving all the information you have, not judging, just observing what is being communicated to you, what is there. And if you want to say something out loud to yourself, like I accept, I forgive, I don't put a label, I receive all this information, then your body will start to trust that it can communicate with you. And it will do that, transferring of information. So I'm going to be silent again. Use your own words, say it out loud, let your body hear that, let your inner child hear that. Oh, we're gonna take two hands, brush them a little bit, and we're gonna put them here in the back of the head. Remember the back of the chakras. And even that position, making that Y, that fork, is creating two paths. Which one are you gonna choose? So we clear, connect with the crown. If you wanna close your eyes, and see that everything works with duality in this world. And it's not about discarding something, but it's about integrating both aspects, right? So what does it look like to be observing of everything and carry your actions with free will? And even though you might feel like you're lost, maybe you're just forging a new path that no one has ever created or written about. Trust that you are a master as well. Doesn't need to look like the Dalai Lama or Jesus or anyone. Like, you've done so much through all your past lives. And right now you also know so much, because you might be young, but you have access to so much more than we usually had access to. We're connected to the entire world. That crown chakra is working at all times. We have internet. We have others sharing their own life experiences. You are also living through the most intense time in a few centuries, I think. So, you know, things are moving. Can you consider yourself as someone who has wisdom? And yes, we all make mistakes, but you also have wisdom. What does it look like to you to start giving worth to your words and decisions, giving weight to your processes and your ideas? I can sense that a lot of energy is moving in your heads, everyone, so it's good. If you can't hold at that position, just rest your hands on your knees or your heart, it's fine. Release your brows, your eyebrows. Your jaw, maybe you can stretch and yawn, but release the tension you've been keeping. Just, you know, stretch it all. We created a circuit between the heart and the arms and the hands. I want to tell you something. The heart is not animated by electricity. It's magnetism. So it's another kind of pull and push. The heart chakra is here, and it extends into the shoulders, the arms, and the hands. So right now, we're actually connecting the heart to the crown by making that shape. By being here. So we're actually adding magnetism to that electric space. How does it feel? Can you connect to the body? How does it feel? Now, I would love for all of you to Take a big breath in and out. In and out. In and out. And you're going to release your hands. Let the crown chakra be open, putting the hands on your heart and asking out loud, highest self, highest version of myself, please communicate what I need to hear right now. And let the answer come. And no matter what comes through, you can now rest, come back here and write it down. Take the time to write it down. Go have a drink. Take your time. If you want to share it here, if you want to comment, wherever the comment thing is, please feel free to comment. But we're going to have a little break right now for a few minutes. Coming back into the body. And based on what you share, I can offer some healing through first Reiki and then second my attention and answering. So thank you for meditating. Thank you so much. It looked different than I usually do, but I think that thank you. You're welcome. It's important to drink water at this point. If you even want to have some mist or something that you can spray on top of your head, I actually really enjoy just like, you know, having a water in my hands and just like covering my head, like showers with like the jet of water being just here. You felt electric buzzing in the center of your palms and a shaky chest too. Yeah, you did good. Congratulations, Leslie. And when you felt all of this, how did it feel? Because we can feel the energy, but what is the emotional correspondence to it? That will really indicate things. You know, it's like when we see signs or numbers, it's not the numbers or the sign itself that's the message. It's how you feel when you receive them. So how was the shaky chest? You know, it could be overjoyful or it could be extremely sad. So you, Anisha, you saw a long hallway with doors on each side and water flowing through the hallway. I like that visual. That's good. That's good. That's really good. Okay, Michelle, you're still unsure if what you're receiving is normal thoughts or from higher self. Well, I really cannot tell you because I wasn't there. What helps me is that it resonates different in my gut. I know if it's just me talking to myself or if it's that version of me that is purely objective and wants something for me that is based on unconditional love, patience, free will, guidance. It has a different taste, let's say. So I don't know how it connected with you, or if anyone here, if where you, there's a few of us, right? If anyone has specific opinions on how to differentiate normal self or higher self, please share it. Like, this is a collective effort, so everyone just help us out. Leslie said, I felt strong or unlike. I saw the image of a crow flying. I heard a profound voice from my head say, you are strong. That's good. I love that. And the connection with the crow and the crown chakra is actually very big. Do you see how it's just the same letters? And the head, right? There is a Celtic tale with a warrior and leader of a Celtic tribe that got his head cut off, and the head continued to talk, and he was like, well, carry my head because it's going to help you for years and years in all of your journeys, and then bury it in this specific space, and the specific space is the Tower of London. And so the Tower of London has been standing because it has crows on top of the tower, and they say that the minute all the crows of the Tower of London will fly away, then the tower will crumble. It has been a tale, a myth for centuries. So I don't know if you're connecting with that, Leslie, or maybe you had a past life there, but when you tell me a head, a crow, and the crown chakra, this is what I see. oh, Matthew, hi, I'm so happy you're here. Okay, same here, Leslie, with the warm electricity from the palms. Well, you did got attuned to Reiki last week, right? Both of you, so yes, good on receiving electricity. Or is it magnetism? See, we talked about the heart being like the conduit of the hands. So are you feeling like a magnet, you know, like that pull and push, or is it a buzzing electricity? Depends on you, depends on your gift, depends on things. But for me, I feel like storms, like a maelstrom or a tornado. And sometimes it becomes a magnet. Like right now, it feels like it's pulling. So it has nothing to do with what we're talking today, but we're free-flowing. That's cool, Matthew. Glad I wasn't the only one. And you even made your own runes in November. Oh, God. I want to see them. Please send me a photo. Like a high-pressure front. Okay. So if everyone is back from their little break of having water and everything, please just, like, send a little thing here so that I know I can start our energy healing. And if you have any other question, you can drop them here, because after the healing, we're solely going to do little one-on-ones kind of here and answer different questions about the crown. Okay? So if you're here, just make a little emoji, smiley, whatever. Yeah, tingling. I love the word tingling. Tingled. Mm. Hi, Melly. Thank you for being here. Buzzing and pulling. You were breathing in with your belly and exhaling slowly, and you felt your airway filled with a swish of hair flowing. Yes, you're ready. Good. Good. Okay. A wave of energy through your head, through the meditation, and it made you laugh. Yeah, see, energy has many different ways of expressing itself, right? It could be your intestines being like, or it could be just laughing. I love the laughing. It's way, way more pleasant. Okay, good. So a lot of you are back here. I'm just gonna wait a little bit more to see everyone's. Oh, something flying here. Okay. Yeah. So we do energy healing. So I'm going to ask for your consent, because that's what we need when we do any kind of energy healing. We need to ask the people in front of us what we're going to tell them, what we're doing. And then we tell them, are you okay with that? So what we're doing is that we're going to assess the situation. I'm going to channel the group's crown chakra and see what's there. If there's what I already feel is that There's almost like blood clots, but like energy blood clots within that area where there's a lot of flow that's being obstructed by the past, past lives, just ways in which people have shared different mindsets of how spirituality is supposed to look like, or how connection or channeling or meditation is supposed to look like. And when people say those things, when you read those things, when you read those tweets, those books, those things, it creates a fear, right? And those fears, they're gonna show up in different ways. I don't want you to have fear. I want you to know what's what and you know what how it works and things like that. But some people are gatekeeping. Some people are really like, this is how it's done. Nothing else works. Who says, right? We're all different. We're all different. Even within the energy body, we are different. So, as I mentioned, you know, with human design, you can see that some people have a defined center and some people have an open center. Some people are going to be very porous to the energy around them, and some people are going to have a very defined way of how it works for them. And that's that. So some people are going to have a specific crown chakra, some people are going to have another type of crown chakra. And throughout life, this is also going to change, depending on the transits, depending on life, depending on your experiences. But, right? I don't want anyone to have blood clots. That's the imagery, but yeah. What I also feel is that there is a dam between the crown and the third eye, and I'm being told that I'm not supposed to open it. I'm supposed to give you the option to choose if you open it and tell your energy body to not open it, and then suddenly everything flows and then trauma, right? We don't want that. But to actually have it unfolding, just like the petals and like nature and the unfolding of things. So maybe giving that frequency into you so that your energy body, your higher self, your free will decides if it wants that or not in a way that will be comfortable to you. So that's what I will be doing. Do you consent to it? And I don't want you to just say yes. I would love for you to say out loud and ask your body and ask your inner child if you do trust me and if you want that. Maybe you don't. It's fine. You can do it another day. Maybe you're not ready today. That works. So ask yourself, do I feel ready for this? And then wait for an inner answer. And when you've got that inner answer, comment it to me so that I know when to move on. Okay? Okay, we've got three yes. Good. There's more people than three. Your inner child said, I trust a nice French lady. Cool. I should show you my inner child as well. Okay, yes. Cool. Oh, you just got a headache, so maybe it means you're ready to receive it, right? Sometimes we push things, and the minute we're ready to get it, everything comes crashing. So I hope, Melida, your headache will disperse itself after that. But remember, drink water as well, obviously. Okay. I've got enough yes to carry on, so let's go. So you can close your eyes. You will have to do absolutely nothing. Just close your eyes and breathe, okay? I'm gonna connect with our collective energy. I'm gonna give Reiki, but I'm also gonna use light language. For those who don't know what light language is, it's basically me channeling codes, and those codes need to be expressed through my body. They come through words, singing, humming, and motions. So try to not judge it, try to just accept it. And again, if you don't want to receive any of that, if your body didn't say yes, but you want to keep on watching, you can close yourself off. Just do that. I'm off. I don't want it now. I'll do it later. Okay, cool. I'm going to put myself in the zone. I intend to offer the highest selves and the 3D selves of everyone who's here watching now, live and replay, to bring them what is in their highest good and the utmost comfort, and that this energy brings them closer to themselves, to having a connection with their true essence. So we're going to start with the violet breath. If you want to see yourself surrounded by purple smoke, just to make your energy body at ease. We trust, we open, we go deep down into the heart, we open to. We've done this before, it's not the first time. And we slowly go into the crown. So what we're doing is that we're opening the dam slowly. When we open, it will trickle all the way down. So we're working our way up. If anything's in the way, if anything might overreact, if anything's out of place, I'm just doing surgery on that. Creating alignment, creating the path. I can see some anger stored in the liver. Let yourself see what it is about. What's that anger about? Okay, so the root chakra is overactive. It's actually super painful, and that is totally collective. Don't worry about that. When the earth is shaky as it is right now with what's happening in the collective, it comes all the way up through our feet, our legs, and then in the roots. So I'm just gonna cleanse whatever needs to be cleansed in the root chakra. So we kiss in the eye and the eye. Good. And it went all the way down into a peaceful, peaceful space. Just checking in with the sacral. Solar plexus. And the heart. Okay, the heart is a big one. We all carry a lot in there. Okay, into the throat. But Joe, we can see again the anger is here. The anger that was in the liver, it has a correspondence in here. Let's go into the third eye. And all the way into the crown. That's good, you're doing good. Thank you. And you're welcome. I can sense some telepathy with you guys, thank you. Okay, good. So we're talking about a crown, right? I would love for you to do something for me. We have this thing in French history where Napoleon, who was an emperor, he crowned himself, right? He just took it and put it on his head. In the realm of energy work, sometimes people will crown you. They will say, oh, you're being crowned, right? A crown on you. But I would think, and I kept seeing this during the week, it's time for you to crown yourself. So I want you to visualize an amazing crown, something that you really love, a design that you make up, and then you're going to put it over your head, energetically speaking. Okay? So crown yourself now. Visualize it. And that's, you know, sitting on your throne, setting the kingdom. Your energy body is your kingdom. You choose your life. You choose. You have the free will. The crown will help you to get the highest guidance. But it does not mean to say, your guides say do this, and then heaven say do that, right? It's a choice. You always have a choice, right? So you open to the service, like the king and the queen, they're in service to their people. You're in service of your energy body, your past lives, your inner child, your lovers, friends. And that's beautiful. But you also get to choose. So choose. Okay, I think our transmission is gone. It's done. I'm going to take myself out of this energetical space. And take yourself back into your body. Breathe in and out. In and out. Good. It had a Saturnian energy. And you know what? Because Mercury is just next to Saturn and it's conjunct tomorrow, maybe when you were connecting with that order, that discipline, that being the king and queen of your kingdom, maybe you received missions, guidance, advices. And I would love for you to pledge your involvement and your energy into those things that you really care about. So take the time to write them down to yourself on paper, on in here if you want, in your phone notes. Right now, take the time to write what the guidance told you, what your true higher self tells you again, just like meditation, but in another way, in a, I pledge that I will give importance and attention to this. I will give of my time and my energy to this because I trust it will lead me to becoming the best version of myself. Or just because I also know that's just part of my destiny and it conjoins with my free will. I actually decide I want to do this. Take your time, don't worry. And if you want to drop your first questions or shares or anything, just drop it in the comments here. And thank you for being here. Thank you so much. Thank you. You're welcome. Yeah. Yes, right? That was a good idea. Okay, I'm so glad it worked with you. I want to share something about crowns. There is a book called Biogeometry, and let me just give you the full title. But it has to do with crowns. I'm just going to grab the book and come back. Okay. So this is a book by Ibrahim Karim. And it's called Biogeometry Signatures. And that's cool. The writer of this book, Ibrahim Karim, also wrote another book called Technology for Future Mankind, right? And he analyzes all the different architectures that exist within all the ancient civilizations. And he says that castles, mostly, you know, castles in Europe, they all have the top of the castles are like this, right? Like this, pretty much like crowns, like in ancient times, and medieval times, let's say. A lot of the crowns are like this. And he says, because that's protection. That's protection. That's a shape, a geometry that creates protection. So I just wanted to say that, like that's something that you find on buildings, on castles, right? On forts and you can create your own forts. So the crown, we think of it as something that says, oh, dignified kings, you know. No, not only, it has a purpose. The king and the queen, which you are here for service. They serve, they protect, they direct, they guide, right? So Melly, how is your headache, by the way? You received more feeling over anything else. Your throat felt like it was exploding when you focused on that. And then tears when we reached the third eye, thank you. And you tend to receive edX before your highest self release. That's okay, that's really cool. So how is your head right now? And I'm not expecting a miracle of the headache being gone, but I'm sure that something else happened. And Leslie says, is it normal to be lightheaded around your third eye or like a heavy pull? Yes. Yes, especially if you had your achievement last week. I'm feeling it too right now. It feels like this just magnetism again, just like this little tornado, like I was mentioning. It did release. You're less heavy, Omelie. Okay, for the headache. Okay, I'm good. I'm happy for you. Drink water, everyone. Always water. But yeah, when I mentioned this idea of the fort, right? I'm going back to that idea of protection. That's also deciding what comes in and what comes out. I'm going to tell you something. In the body, we usually receive throughout our thoughts, we receive intuitions, and then we receive fears. For me, as a clairsentient person, my body is a language to itself, and it usually gives me the intuition through the left side and then the fears through the right side. When it's fears, you can shake yourself out of it because you don't have to listen to it. Fears come through the collective unconscious, through the mindsets we have created as a society. So we're going to receive them no matter where we are. If you're a monk who's been like super enlightened for 20 plus years, you're still going to feel fear. How can you catch yourself? How fast can you catch yourself and be like, wait a minute, is it informative? Okay, what's the information? Okay, but don't let it be directive. Let it be an information, an observation. Oh, I'm still thinking like this. Or, oh, that's where the collective unconscious is at. Or, oh, maybe that might be astrology right now. Maybe something's happening with an asteroid and it's conjunct something important for me. So now I'm feeling afraid. Let's see how I feel about it next week or tomorrow, right? Let's treat everything as information. And then you could also actually just create protection so that you don't have to feel that way all the time. You create a grid, you create an intention, you create a crystal formation or drawing or mandala where you decide that you're going to be connected to what really helps you. We're not bypassing, we're not saying positive vibes only, we're saying constructive, uplifting, heartwarming and sharing, like something like that. And so you can say, I will not feel overtaken by that fear. The fear will come because that's what it happens, right? The body receives the information, but it doesn't mean you're still afraid of it. It doesn't mean, you know, you're, I don't know how you would say that in English, but like a chicken for that fear, right? Like still afraid of this. Ooh. So, yeah. Does anyone have any question regarding, you know, your spiritual path or the crown chakra or any other chakra? If you have questions, just drop them here. In the meantime, I'll let you know that next week I'm doing this, but for a whole day on Saturday the 16th for the Stellar Gateway. And what happens with this is that it's a chakra just here. We have the soul star, which is, okay, here. And the Stellar Gateway is all the way much more here. And the Stellar Gateway has, it's the pure connection between you and your higher self. It's actually where you can speak light language, what I was doing before. It's like that channeling of all your alien self. What we do together is that we activate all those parts so that you're able to actually come through with the essence of your higher self so that you can become who you are right now without shame. You can, you know, speak, sing that light language, create when you need to create, fulfill that mission, just like we said, you know, with the crown, you have a pledge. Well, it's the same with the Stellar Gateway. And we also travel through the astral. We travel so that we may see the truth of different places, different people, different events. We have a deeper connection to our dreams, to that space in the astral where we do all of our magical stuff half of our life, right? We're sleeping at night, every night, and we do things there. So let's connect. Let's learn. So that's what we do next week. That's in the link there, that's on my website, that is linked down below, that's on the 16th. And if you're watching this after, well, you can get it in the replay by connecting to Vision School, which is also in the link down below. with all my other workshops. But this one will be live. It will be on Zoom. It's funnier that way. It's funnier to do it together. So yeah, let me know. So no one has any other question? Nothing else to share here in the comments? I didn't receive anything. But anyway, thank you for being here. Thank you for watching all of this and trusting me and trusting yourself, going deeper into the energetical explorations that we did together. If you enjoyed it, there's so much more on my channel, so feel free to watch anything. Just we have the Third Eye workshop, as I mentioned, but there's way more things. There's meditations, Reiki healings, lives, a lot of things. Okay. You're welcome, and thank you for being here. Thank you so much. I'm going to give you a few more minutes if you have questions, but other than that, I completed my mission. It was a good one. Yes, of course, taking it all in. That was a lot. Me too. My third eye is like... But if anyone liked this, also, join Reiki School, because you'll learn how to do everything that I'm doing here. A lot of you are in Reiki School, but a lot of you could benefit from learning Reiki with me and, you know, just becoming an energy master. Okay, so go, everyone, relax. Thank you so much for all your comments. Thank you for your presence, and I wish you the best day. Take care of yourself. Enjoy today, enjoy tomorrow, and every day that comes after. Thank you. Bye.